All right. Let's start. Shreya Satsam. Okay. Who's reading?
Klein is reading.
Let's go. Peidal Amanalf. You guys still have Psukim in the Torah?
Yeah.
Just memorize them, because we're going to have to come back to that.
Yes.
Okay?
You mean them.
I mean, yeah. it's really only two Psukim you have to know. But,
especially right, the Darshan
of Pesach.
It is. It is. But some say Darshan of Pesach Sheni, so. Yeah.
If you break the bones, Pesach Atar on a Tara from Pesach, Ari Delokar Bam, so you get 40 lashes. Aval Hamoser B'Tahar, but if you leave over Atar Pesach, Hashomer B'Tama, and you break the bones of a Tama one, in a Lokas or Bam, you don't get lashes.
Okay. By the way, so, I mean, the everyone understand that? Right? Three scenarios? Okay? Okay. It's interesting, by the way, the idea of Shviras Etzem by a Pesach. Oh, actually, I shouldn't say, forget Shviras Etzem. We're going to be taking this up a lot, the idea of a Pesach Tameh. So you have to have, obviously, you have to have in place, what's Pesach Tameh?
Right.
All right? What's Pesach Rashi? Well, but first Rashi. I feel most Batar. I feel Batar. That's Shover Batameh.
The Shover Batameh in a look at. Most year, Mishum, Lososiru, Loshover, leaving it over because of Lososiru, Shover, Bituma, Mishum, Losishboru.
The time of Varish Gemara. Right, Losishboru. So, what's a Pesach Tameh? So, the Gemara, you know this. Yeah, what is that? How's that possible? Right, special Gzeres HaKasuv, okay? I do not want, by saying Gzeres HaKasuv, that means. I don't care. Exactly. We're not interested in the svar behind that. It's a whole different sugya, how that happened. I know, but we're taking it as a given. Okay? The Gemara is not going to take up that machlokas. The Gemara is saying it's a given that, as an axiom, you have a very unique phenomenon. Normally speaking, a person cannot bring a korban when they are tameh. But if most of the Jewish population is impure, at the time of the Korban Pesach, they can bring, or you could argue they're chayv to bring Korban Pesach. Okay? I don't care. Irrelevant. Okay?
So it could be like 51%.
Sure. Whatever you want it to be. That's irrelevant. Why is that irrelevant?
I know it's irrelevant to the idea. Right. So I'm saying, I'm just curious.
Okay. Fish lama mosi batar. So it makes sense leaving over the tar. Titania, those of you menu at poker, you want to assume menu at poker.
Right. We don't. And what's the next slam? Good. Okay. So everyone understand that. If the korban is left over, you violate a prohibition. Right? That's one. Two, now that I have my nosar, there's a mitzvah for me to go ahead and burn it. Okay? Understand that?
One more time.
Okay. If I leave over the korban past, let's make it simple, past, can I say midnight? Is that okay? Just use it that way. Past midnight, I violate something. Okay? Good. Now, there's also a mitzvah I have. Oh, my God. Look, it's 12:15, and I have my my leftover korban. I must burn it. Okay? Clear? Okay. As an aside.
So the pasuk comes, mitin asay afterwards asay. So the asay afterwards fixes it.
Okay, so which is called in the halachic terms?
Lachi
did lasay. Okay, so it's brilliant. So the Torah is telling you that, well, I violated leaving my korban out too long. Okay? I violated that. Turns out, the Torah is very generous, right? Because you have a solution, so to speak, to the problem. A mitzvah asay kicks in, so to speak, to not allow this nosar to be left over, so to speak. You burn it, right? I don't care. So, lav shenitek, understand the principle. Lav shenitek la'aseh. I have an isser, a prohibition. I violated something. But the Torah comes along and says, but there is a solution. There is a way to fix it, as Rashi says. Ba kasuv?
Yeah.
Listen, kol lav.
In lokin
lav. Okay.
So any law that's anything to say, you don't get lashes. The mashmazu he can also.
Does anyone understand that? You don't get lashes for law shenitek laseh. You don't get lashes if there is a prohibition that has a positive action that remedies the prohibition. Obviously, because if I just had a prohibition, so then what can happen? Then there's a requirement to get lashes. But what the Torah says is, no, here we have this principle where since there's a remedy to the prohibition, right, there isn't, so to speak, a conceptual moment where lashes comes into existence.
Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, lo min hashem
Who's that? This is not why you don't get malchus. Rather, that's why. It's a lav shame b'maisa. Well, second, what's a lav shame b'maisa?
A lav doesn't have an
action. A prohibition that has no action. Okay, so let's make sure this is clear. I didn't do anything, right, to the korban. I just left it out, right? It was at 11:30, it was korban Pesach, and I was eating it, right? And then I stopped eating at 11:30. Right? At midnight, what happened to the korban? It changed into something called nosar, and now I'm over an isser. But there's no action there. You understand? I didn't do an action. So there's a principle. Lav shein b'maisa, a prohibition without an action, does not get malchus. Is that clear? Okay? Okay. So now we have a very, and therefore you don't get malchus. So now we have a very, very strange machlokas. I put in the chat for a reason, right? Because I don't want to, we don't need to get into the whole sugya of lav shein b'maisa and lav shein klasei. But it's a very interesting machlokas. Is asking, I think, if I'm wrong, I apologize. What Pasha is saying is that, I think what you're sensing the issue is that, okay, I'm just going to take your point and broaden it, I think, because I think this is what you're asking, I hope. If not, it's okay. If not, it's okay. It's cool. All right. In other words, we have two principles here, right? We have lav shein klasei, meaning that we have a prohibition and then a positive action that remedies the prohibition, right? And then we have lav shein b'maisa, right? Which is that this thing of leaving it out past the time, right? Is it lacks an action, right? So both of them are legitimate principles, right? Yeah. Now the side says lav shein b'maisa, right? Is he ignoring lav shein nitek lasei? Is that what you're asking?
Isn't that the underlying argument?
The way to frame it is, yeah, of course this is A, but B is a better reason. Or, of course this is B, but A is a better reason. That's how you have to approach it. I'm going from the end backwards. You'll see why, okay? By lav shein nitek lasei, if I say that the positive is remedying the negative, ultimately, in the avenue or the dress of the onesh, what that means is that there's no onesh present whatsoever, right? As long as this thing exists, as long as I have a positive remedying the negative, it means that there's no avenue for onesh to come into existence, okay? Now, let's assume that's true. Okay, let's take that as a given, right? Because you'll come back and say, well, one second, but shouldn't you say the same thing by lav shein b'maisa?
Yeah, that's what I would
say. Right? Isn't that the same thing? Okay, so if that's true, right?
Now
let's look at that. Now Fader comes back and says, not so fast. Maybe you'll say by lav shein nitek lasei that what's happening, that no, I'm over an isser, right? And that generates a reality of malchus, right? Meaning there is the expression of onesh there. It's in the thing, but what's the assay doing?
It knocks it out,
right? But by lav shein b'maisa, what would I say there?
Nothing comes out of it.
If there's no action, right? Now, if that were true, and if I learned it that way, so now you got a problem, right? We're not done yet. Because I'd say, well, very simple. Because of the two, which is the more preferable way to learn then? According to what you're saying.
The
clear expression of no onesh amalkos?
Then
lav shein b'maisa, for sure, based on what you're saying.
That's nonsense.
All right, guys, look at the Gemara. Right. Good. Now, Tanur Bana. Okay, here we go. Now, this is it. If you don't follow this now, right, this first step, you're done. The next blot, the next Amud's over for you. Understand, if you can't follow this, you're done, because it's an incredible journey. But anyway, it's going to be a machlokas, right? And then the Gemara is going to come along and say, okay, no. The machlokas is about X, okay? So you have A versus B about X. The Gemara is going to say, no. They agree about X. It's A versus B about Y. No, they agree about Y. It's A versus B about Z. On and on and on. And what's really cool, too, is that they're not separate points. It's like they condense. They get more and more specific. So you need to, there has to be a theme that works its way from the beginning to the end that can tie, not that all svaras are alike, but how you can build one off the other. So you can't follow in the beginning, it's done. You're done. You understand? Done. If you can't follow this, you're done.
Yeah.
Go, Graver.
You're done, though.
It's not hard. Tanur Banan. I don't know. So in the Gemara.
Rabbi Omer.
One second. What does the Torah tell us? This is the actual sugya. You can't break the bones, okay? Okay, don't break the bone. Right? Okay, meaning that, what does this apply to? A korban that's kosher. So if a korban's puzzle, what? God, did you do a simple case, right? Let's say I took the korban, okay? I'm going to cheat for a second. Let's say I took the korban, and I, I made a puzzle. I took it outside Yerushalayim, okay? I made a puzzle. So now, does Shvir Setzim apply? No. Now, if I asked you simply, you don't have to be fancy here. If I asked you, why would Shfiras Etzem not apply by a korban that's pasul, you would say because... No, you would say because... No, come on, man. Why? Tana Kama said, now listen to Tana Kama carefully. You got to pay attention because Tana Kama is going to invert. But no, Tana Kama is going to invert multiple times. You think he's Machmer, he's not. One instance he's Machmer, one instance he's Mekel. Tana Kama says that it applies by... It's fine. That applies by... It applies by Korban Kosher, but not wine. That's puzzle. Like so Rebbe comes along and says what? Rebbe says... Which means what?
It means that...
It's eaten in one house, and I can't break a bone.
Right.
Okay, call korban, call.
That's the thing
that's fit
to eat. Has
the issue of
shiras etzem.
Excellent. So Rebbe's what's saying what I said a second ago, putting it in a more concise way, which makes Tanakam even odder. Because according to Rebbe's going to say that what's the principle? Can I eat it or not? Yeah. Right? If I can't eat the korban, then there's no issur shvirat etzem. He's giving something away. He's trying to show you that there must be a relationship between shvirat etzem and achila. Okay? But Tana Kama disagrees with that. Right? And at this, now if you learn it from here, working backwards, right, what would you therefore say that, what's a nafkamina between the two? Well, actually, I'm sorry. My b'nehu.
Look.
Iga b'nehu. That case. Right? So now they have a great case. The korban pesach's brought b'tuma. Right? Now, according to Lamanda Amar Kusher, right? Tana Kama holds what? It's Kusher. This is Puzzle, right? So therefore, since it's Puzzle, there's no Shvirat Etzem.
Lamanda Amar Rai Lachila, Hai, Nami Rai Lachila.
So therefore what? And therefore, there is an Issur Shvirat Etzem.
Right.
Right? So one second.
So Tana Kama says that it's...
Yeah. No, because, okay, remember, it's not that the object is puzzle, it's that how it was brought is puzzle. I mean, we're tame. It doesn't, no.
The exception is not puzzle anymore.
No. And yeah, that's what he's saying, though. He's saying that the case of tuma means that, it's still, that's a good question, but it is.
It's a separate case, though.
Agreed. Let's understand the main issue here. The main issue is like this. There's a machlokas, okay? Question is, the korban is puzzle.
What does that mean?
But it's still royal achila.
What does that mean?
That's irrelevant.
It means it was brought bipsul. Rashi says, look at Rashi. Hi, pasahu. Shinase bipsul. The tumma tchuya yibet sibor. Ela shikang zirsa kasa potrumba. See? Good. So it was brought bituma. It was brought bituma. So therefore it's pasal. But what can you still do?
Yeah.
So you can still eat it, obviously, because that's why you bring it to eat it. Right? So you can still eat it, but it's puzzle. Since it's puzzle, there's no Shvirat Etzem. Whereas the other side says, what? There is Shvirat Etzem. Breaking the bone. Memorize that. Breaking the bone. Okay? What's the machlokas? Now, just to give you a little teaser, go on a little more, Graber. Rav Yosef says, no. No! They all agree. There's no Shvirat Etzem in the case of Pesach Tameh. Remember what I told you before? Machlokes X. Gemara comes and says, no. They agree about X. They agree there's no Shvirat Etzem in that case. The Rebbe, now, but one second. But now, you got to follow this here. I'm trying to help you out to get this one case. It's going to reverse it. Keep going.
The Rebbe Akulei Kai...
Ka'asi. Now, Rebbe is coming to be Mako on Tana Kama, meaning?
V'hai ha'apostle.
One second, but isn't it apostle? Isn't a Korban brought but some apostle, right? Therefore, what? Ella... Shasa kosher. No. Benifsa. No. That's not what happened. What's our case? The case is different. The case is the Korban Pesach was kosher for a period of time, and then I made a puzzle. The case by the Korban being brought Batuma, was there ever a moment in time where the Korban wasn't puzzle? No. But here, what happened? Here, there was a moment in time it was kosher, and then it became puzzle. So the Gemara says, Ikabanayo, Lamanda, Amar, kosher, Ha kosher, who? That's the reverse. Tanakama is saying that, oh, there was a 5-minute period of time where this korban was kosher. It's true that the rest of the time it was pasul, but the fact that there was a moment in time it was kosher, Shvirat Etzem applies. Whereas, what does Rebbe say? No, l'man damar roi l'achila, ha-hashta lav roi l'achila hu. Here's the problem. That korban Pesach, since right now I can't eat it, right, because I took it outside the walls of Yerushalayim, it's not roi l'achila, and Shvirat Etzem doesn't apply.